Okay.
Anything else? No.
Moving on to new business. Number five, determine which zones will hold elections in 2018 or 2020. Sir.
Do you want to stand up or?
Sure.
I'm pretty loud. I can do that. Good afternoon. As you know, in September of last year.
You might want to move closer because of the speakerphone. Thanks.
Bring your chair.
Move your chair.
As you know, in September of 2017, this board made a decision to go to zone elections. In December 13th, at your last meeting, you chose the map that you would use, map 3. And now what's left to do is to decide which zones are up for election in 2018 versus 2020. My understanding is that there are 3 directors' positions up in 2018 and 2 for 2020. Under the California Voting Rights Act, the choice that you make, you have a lot of discretion in how to make the choice. The one caveat to that is that you want to honor the reasons for the California Voting Rights Act, and that is to increase minority, maximize minority participation, and the chance that minority communities can exercise their voting franchise in the manner in which they wish. Again, the crux is you have Zone D, which is your highest minority percentage zone, and the question really is, does Zone D go in 2018 or 2020? That's really the matter that's before you. Where incumbents live is absolutely a relevant and allowable consideration for the board to use in deciding. And again, so then we're left with Zone D, 2018 or 2020. I think that either is a defensible decision, and the way it breaks down is that 2020 is likely to be a higher election participation, which generally means that there's a greater chance that minority communities can elect the candidates of their choice. But 2018 is sooner, and you could also decide that that would make sense.
Sooner is better.
And presidential is better, and you can have both.
I'd like
if you
to
make it on a presidential cycle.
Excuse
you
me.
Can have a 2-year election for the
Excuse
season.
You
can't
me,
discuss
Jack.
It until we've got a motion on the table. I would like to make a motion that we choose option 1 and defer Zone D until the presidential election year 2020. I think if someone seconds my motion, then we can have a discussion about all the various options one way or another, and my motion can be defeated or passed or whatever.
I will second that motion.
I second it. We've got a couple of seconds, it sounds like.
Yeah, so I just would say that the whole reason, as has been pointed out, that we went through this exercise and spent quite a bit of money was to really increase the chance that the minority population would have a chance to elect somebody of their choice. And by putting it off until 2020, given the percentage change in the electorate in the minority population as well as the other populations, makes it, for me, kind of a no-brainer. I wished the presidential year was 2018, and then we could do it sooner. But this is going to be for the next 25, 30, 50 years, so it's not a issue that makes that much difference in putting it off for 2 years. And lastly, as has been pointed out again and again, once you are on the board, you represent the entire district. You do not represent your zone. So even if the Zone D is not, quote, had a chance to vote on a representative strictly living in their zone, we are all responsible for taking into account the needs of that zone. So that's my preference.
Okay, I would like to say that putting it on the presidential year, if that's what the proponents of the who brought forth this change to zones, is that if that's what they prefer, and I wish they were here to express that, I think we should accommodate their wish to put it on the presidential cycle. And then, having said that, I would also say that we have had 2-year elections in the past. on a seat was vacated. And in this case, we have we would have a vacant seat in Zone D. If we put them on the presidential cycle, they won't, like we say, there has to be an election then to fill the vacancy. We can't go 2 years with a vacancy in Zone D. We never have done that before. We had a vacancy in a zone that called for a two-year election back in 2004. John Oblak was the appointed to the seat, and then it was up for election. Unfortunately, he decided to run for the four-year seat because he sounded better. And so nobody ran for the two-year seat, and we had the county appoint someone to fill the vacancy. Filling the vacancy of Zone D can be done by an election which we can call. This board can call an election to have the two-year seat filled, and then it will go on the presidential cycle. It will expire in 2020, and that's what we should do. So I would like to amend the motion to say that we select the presidential cycle for Zone D, and then we call an election in 2018 to fill that seat in Zone D.
Asking to amend it. Now it's up to me as the maker of the motion.
And through the chair, before you make that decision, both Kim and I have researched the issue and independently arrived at the same conclusion, which is that the board has no power to call a two-year election unless there's a sitting director who, within the relevant time periods, has left office, and then it's to fill his or her vacancy. So we would have no legal authority to put up Zone D for a two-year term.
There's no precedent in this particular instance. That doesn't mean that we can't do it.
It does
mean.
If
we did it and somebody challenged it, I think we would win.
Well, we certainly would not, because there is a statute, Health and Safety Code 32100, which I've mentioned to you before in this context, which requires that all elections for hospital or healthcare district board members be for a four-year term. End of discussion. That's it. There aren't any exceptions.
The statute requires that we have two seats and three seats on the different cycle. And we would have that. We're not changing that. We would have a four-year seat. Every seat has to be a four-year seat. The election can be for a two-year cycle or a four-year cycle.
No, can't.
When the board was first established, there were directors who only had 2 years, and their directors had
And surprisingly, Section 32100 addresses that very concern, because that's the only exception that the legislature made, was that in order to get to staggered terms, some of the initially appointed directors would run for 2 years and the other would run at 4 years. That's the only exception.
I'm suggesting that there is an agenda going on here that is intended to preserve Art Farrow's position on the board.
That's really offensive.
Yes, it is.
It is offensive, because you have two lawyers here who have told you what the legal rule is, and there are no lawyers that I've heard of to suggest otherwise. And politics played no role in my analysis, and Kim, I'd be surprised if you would disagree with that.
I mean, what's the question? Politics goes nowhere for me. I don't even know who's up or who's not, so it doesn't... You are governed by 32100 of the Health and Safety Code that requires 4 years staggered terms. You can't change the terms, which I believe is what your suggestion would be. You're actually changing a term to a two-year term. That can't be done. The only time that 32100 does not control is when someone passes something like the California Voting Rights Act, which preempts it. For instance, your 32100 enabling legislation requires at-large elections, but the California Voting Rights Act has preempted that by then requiring zone elections. So that's an example. Another example, not relevant for the district, is that a couple of years ago, the legislature passed another statute to address low turnout. And for districts that had odd year elections, the legislature said you can change them to even year statewide elections to increase turnout. But that's a very specific thing that doesn't apply here. Mm-hmm. And you need some kind of preemptive other state law to overcome 32-100's requirement that there be 4-year standard terms. So I don't think that this, no offense, but I don't think the district has the power to change the terms of the directors.
I think the district can call an election for a 2-year seat, and people can challenge it. I don't think that the people have brought the seat.
Excuse me, but are we verging off or kind of going down another road?
It's still probably relevant, but so the request had been made to the maker of the motion to amend his motion, and perhaps we ought to just deal with that. And if the maker of the motion doesn't want to amend it, then we can vote by roll call vote, and that'll be the end of the discussion.
And I would like to say that if we do amend it as I have requested, and it turns out that it's not legal to hold that election, then we would wind up where Jerry wanted to be with his motion, that we would have an election in 2020, and we wouldn't be able to have the one in 2018 if it turned out that I was wrong and that you were right.
So I would first make a quick comment. If a director wants to make a suggestion that two of our lawyers are saying that's not legal, then you need to bring the lawyer that says that. You're not a lawyer. You can say that you believe we can do anything. We can, you know.
I would suggest that we go to county council and ask for an opinion.
Well, we can, but I don't accept the amendment to my motion.
Okay, and I'll call for the question. Could you read the motion, or the amendment, or the motion back?
The motion was to defer.
It was option one.
It was option one.
Wait.
Option one. To accept option one to defer Zone D elections until the 2020 election.
Okay, could I have a roll call vote on that?
Yes.
Can I just ask our counsel, is that motion worded correctly enough that implies that A and C are up for election in 2020, or do I need to... Does that need to be specifically spelled out in the motion?
I mean, for clarity, it would be good to have it spelled out.
So,
because you're going to be taking this to the elections department, so it would be very good to do.
So, can I amend my own motion?
Of course you can, to clarify it.
So, I would just like to clarify that we're taking option one, which defers Zone D and has 2018 in elections in A, C, and E, and then has elections in 2020, presidential years, for Zone D and B, as in boy.
Okay. Is everybody clear on the motion?
Yes.
Anybody seconding that?
There is a second. There's a motion. It's been made and a second.
To the amendment.
So, Kim, you had seconded the motion. Do you accept that amendment?
Yes.
I have a question then. If there is an election in Zone A, we have, will both of the directors be up for election for that seat?
No, because we run in different years.
No, Katie has already got a 4-year seat and will not be removed by this election. And whoever gets elected in A, which could be Art or anybody else running for it, they will also, so that A will have a 2-year period of time where, well, two directors will live within the A district.
So then, since there won't be an election in 2020,
there
because
will
it does, Zone A will be on the gubernatorial cycle, then Katie...
But we don't would, vote by
then
zones.
Katie would be out of her position, and she'd have to move into Zone D to run if she wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Presumably, she would have to sell her house and move to, if there's someone elected for 4 years then Katie would not be able to run because that zone would not have an election.
That's right. Just wanted to make it clear.
Yeah.
And I also would like to suggest that both Katie and Art have an interest in this issue and they should recuse themselves.
I think we all have an interest in it, so we'll all recuse ourselves. Does that work better? Maybe we should.
No, it doesn't.
The question has been called, and we should have our roll call vote.
Please.
Thank you.
Director Hickey.
No.
Director Sheffrin.
Yes.
Director Kane.
Yes.
Director Farrow.
Yes.
Director Griffin.
Yes.
The motion passes, so the special election will be in year 2020. Very good.
Thanks, Kim. You all appreciate your time here tonight.
Thank you very much.
And your expertise.
For everything.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
For all this work.
Okay.